When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time, and it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA, but Mary, you have so much energy for the fact that you attended a funeral this past week for yourself.
R.I.P. Summer Mary. I'm officially back at work, people. It's sad.
Mary told me today, like, working's like really hard. It's like, oh, is it? Some of us don't get summers.
I've been at work every day.
For four days.
And I forgot what it was like. It's hard.
It's not fun. No, it's not.
It's really hard. And the kids aren't even there yet. So it's just hard.
But can we relive some of your summer fun? Like, you've been in Belize. Was it unbelievable? Like, what did you do? Tell us everything.
Unbelievable. Really easy country to get around. They all speak all English. They take American dollars and they know what sarcasm is. So I had a blast.
So you fit right in.
I discovered a new drink. It was a coconut mojito. Delicious.
Okay, is this your new, like, you've replaced a buttery shard, you then went to your red wine with ice. Is it now like a coconut mojito is what your drink of choice
Coconut
is?
mojitos strictly.
Yes,
Can
like at
you
you just
imagine?
going to a dive bar being like, yes, could I get a coconut mojito? And it's better if the coconut's fresh. Thanks.
I swam with sharks.
Wow. Oh, I saw the picture or the video of you jumping from a very high height.
So it was a lot higher than I thought when I
So
maybe we
basically,
put that on the story tomorrow.
Mary posted this Instagram of her just jumping from, like, I don't even know what was it. It was just like a platform up high.
Yeah, but at first I was like, oh, it's not that high. And then you start like going up there and you're like, this is higher. You guys, it was like 20 feet, maybe
But the
25.
video is just her like Bloody Mary screaming. Like, just like,
Ah!
it was just too funny.
Swam with sharks, went into this like ATM cave, and there was skeletons that the Mayans had sacrificed. I feel like I got a lot in.
Can you let me know what an ATM cave is? Is that, do they give you money?
I wish. Yeah, you go into the cave and it's so spiritual. You come out and you make a ton of money.
Wow, what have we been doing with two judgy girls?
No, I actually stands for something like a Ktun, like I don't know
Okay,
the
we'll quit
rest.
while we're ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
And what else?
you just had a great you relaxed, you had some drinks, you gave a proper burial to Summer Mary.
I wished her well. I wished her well. She'll come back June 14th.
Yes, we missed you last week, but Jason
I
was a
listened.
blast.
I listened to you and Jason, and I was just like, God, that laugh of his is so infectious.
I know, it's so contagious, right?
It's so great.
He's the best.
I was
But
kind of jealous,
and
though.
I literally can't get over the fact that he made the Vanderpump spinoff of Vanderpump Drools.
And Stassi commented about it.
Yeah, I thought that photo would have done a lot better, to be honest, but that's neither here nor there. I, on the other hand, have been divulging into Netflix.
And recruitment.
Yes, and advising for my sorority for their recruitment. So that's been really fun too. But really, I have some new recommendations for everyone, including
Okay.
yourself.
Tell me
One,
more.
the great rom-com. First off, see Crazy Rich
Wait.
Asians.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's amazing. It's if you loved Mamma Mia, you love Mamma Mia too, you will love this movie. It's not anything similar, but it's just as fun.
Wait, fun fact, last night I couldn't get the TV sound to work. It was like surround sound. I couldn't figure out how to make it work. And I put on Mamma Mia with closed captioned and I gave people parts and then we all sang along. There was no sound though.
Who are these people?
They might be younger than 20.
Okay, moving on. Okay, anyways, go see Crazy Rich Asians. It was so fun. I laughed, I cried. And it's a really important movie for people to see and for Hollywood to know that you don't just have to be white to star in a movie and make money.
They
So,
made like 40 million
it
the
was
first weekend,
and
right?
it was well deserved. I literally ordered all of the books off of Amazon so that I could read them and I could be prepared for the next two.
Wow.
I know. Two, go into Netflix and then you need to watch To All the Boys I've Loved. It
Okay.
is an adorable rom-com, also starring an Asian American as the lead, and she is fantastic. She basically makes this pact. She's written these five love letters to her crushes over the years, and her sister goes ahead and sends them to all these boys. And
Okay, that's Mamma Mia, honey.
no.
Yeah, that's what it is, where she sent three letters to her dad's.
Yeah, but this is her. She's not doing it. She just writes the letters to her crushes in order to never send them, though, just for her to get her feelings out.
Oh,
And then the
okay.
sister steals them, sends them. Anyways, in order to, like, avoid one of the crushes that it was sent to, she makes this pact to date this guy, Peter Kavinsky. And let's just say he is so adorable. Did I Google what his age was right away? Yes, I did. He's 22. It's okay for me to have these thoughts about him. But it's a really cute movie. It's brought back the rom-com. I highly, highly recommend it if you're looking for just something that's just fun and just something
And
that you can
light.
like. Yes, exactly. But if you want to go dark and
Tell me more. Tell me more. You know I like murder.
it's not murder. But it's called Afflicted, and it's a Netflix series, like a 6 or 8 part docu-series, and it's
Oh,
basically,
count me in.
yeah, it's these people who like have these really really strange diseases, and you're like, is it Munchausen? Are they making it up in their
Know
head?
about Munchausen.
Yes, if you want to relate to Housewives, exactly. But and so, or like, do they make it up in their head? Like, what's going on? Like, are these doctors really diagnosing something? So you're just like watching their lives and how they basically handle this. Like, one guy literally cannot move. Like, he moves around, but barely. Like, he hasn't left his room in like 2 years because it hurt, everything hurts.
That's
Like,
in your head.
yeah, but it's fascinating. So I recommend that you. I'm in the middle of it right now, but it's been really good. So I recommend if you want something dark to go that route.
If you're feeling in the dark mood,
Yes.
watch that.
And then if you're feeling dark, but like you don't want real, like that's real life, go over to HBO and watch some Sharp Objects. Amy Adams is giving a award-winning performance. It's based on the
I watched
Gillian
the
Flynn book.
first. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying it's based on the Gillian Flynn book. No, go ahead. Give me your opinion. You didn't like the first. It's a slow build. I will say it's a slow build.
I've watched the first three and I'm like, ah.
Keep going because next week is the season finale and the past two episodes have been crazy. It's just really
Okay, I
good.
need to, and I'm really behind on the affair. And I saw a little
Oh.
bit of a spoiler via The Jury Speaks. It was my own fault.
You shouldn't have gone in there.
But I'm gonna get back into that.
Yes, I really actually like that people in the jury speaks because we all do love Bravo, but we all have so many other television interests. I enjoy talking
Yes,
about the other
like
shows too.
team mom.
Teen Mom. Oh, you love a good Teen Mom. How do you feel about Bristol Palin or Palin joining the cast?
I'm open to it.
You're
I'm
still
open
gonna
to it.
watch.
Yeah. Like
Okay.
Janelle literally pulled out a handgun last week. Like
On
on
TV?
Yes.
How
I
does
mean, they
she have
didn't
a
show it.
job?
Her son was in the front seat. I'm like, this shit you can't make up. Like she got in a road rage.
Wait,
It was
Mary,
nuts. It was
that's not funny as much as it's very frightening.
No, it was nuts. It was sincerely scary.
And on
But
TV's like,
also,
here's
wait,
a
on a
check.
yeah, on a lighter note, I did watch Book Club on the plane.
Did you love it?
I was hysterically laughing.
It's so
And
good.
everyone was looking at me, and I told my sister, she took a plane. I was like, Kelly, you gotta watch this. You gotta watch this. She texted me. She's like, I had to turn it off. It was that bad. I was like, wait, what?
No.
Watch the same movie?
You're like the production value. Okay, while the production value is very low, it's a great rom-com as well.
Did Diane Keaton, was she her own stylist? Maybe.
Always. Literally. And I'm
Like,
like, would
her
Andy Garcia
genius
really
can't
be
fix
interested
her.
in her? No.
Oh my God,
However,
he's hot.
yeah, I mean, starting some great movies this summer. Book Club, Mamma Mia, killing it. He is
Man.
killing. But I thought Book Club was so fun too.
Yeah, it was
Really
great.
enjoyed
It
it.
was great.
So,
Okay,
speaking of things
so.
that we've loved, there is a reboot that has been announced this week.
Dun, dun, dun!
The Hills is coming back. Sans LC, sans Kristen, because Barry Cavallari got renewed for a season two, which means more Jay Cutler. But how do
The
you.
hills are alive
Also, not the theme song.
with the sound of Spidey.
How do we feel about this? Like, and then I read that like this Disney star Kyle Massey is set to join the cast, and I'm like,
I
you
didn't
guys.
like that.
I was like, you guys said celebrity. Where?
No.
That is not a
And then there's
celebrity.
this, what's these bloggers? Do people even blog anymore? I thought people just are Insta famous now.
Yeah, I thought the Instagram like took the like blogging part out. Like, all you have
I
to do is
agree.
post pictures of your butt now, and you can be
Oh.
famous.
Although everyone's like, so how's your blog going? I'm like, well, I don't have one. So I don't know. I never had one.
We say our words, we don't write them.
Exactly. We speak the truth.
But I'm kind of excited to see where it's going. I mean, we're getting like Justin, we're getting like all the D-list people, right? We're getting like
Justin freaking Bobby. Justin Bobby. And then I was like, that's we're just basically calling him his first and his middle name. I never put that together.
is Bobby? I don't even think I don't think Bobby's even in
No.
his name.
No, his first name's Justin. His middle name's Bobby. He just goes by Justin Bobby. So it'd be like me being like, my name's Mary Catherine, which I actually do sometimes at bars when I don't want to talk to people. That's the code. So my friends know. I'm like, if I say my name's Mary Catherine, you know to get me out.
I see. I don't know if I would listen. I'd be able to follow that. I would just be like, "Oh, she's really introducing herself." I think if you don't want, if you're not interested, you should give a fake name altogether.
Summer Mary.
Yes, it's perfect. Your first and middle name for real. But I'm into Spidey's. Like, Spidey's like, of course, they're saying yes because they're gonna be the stars.
Well, and so Spencer actually follows us. And fun fact, guys, Heidi doesn't believe in babysitters. That's why you've seen that baby everywhere and attached to her hip.
They brought the baby to the MTV Music Awards, the VMAs.
So ridiculous.
Like, that's very
Okay.
strange.
So then we have Audrina, who last I heard, she was dating Ryan Cabrera,
Right.
who dated Ashley Simpson, who is also going to have a
I am
reality
so
TV show on
excited.
E.
What was her original show called? It was like the Ashley Show or something.
Like the
Remember?
pieces of Ashley, probably.
Oh yeah, something like that. Yeah, it was like the pieces.
Pieces of
I am
me.
excited for Ashley and Evan.
Yeah, no, I think it'll be good.
I will be watching that. I'm into that. Yes, I think Ryan Cabrera probably will make an appearance. I used to be on a kickball team with his best friend.
Oh, really? That's a
Yeah.
fun fact.
Fun fact, fun fact. But yes,
Does Audrina have a
yes.
kids?
Yes, she has a
Yeah.
one child who I think she was married to a motorcyclist or not a motorcyclist, like a BMX rider, but like a dirt biker. Dirt biker, that's who it was.
Okay.
And then she was also like, there was some weird talks that she was going to join Real Housewives of Orange County at one point.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's not that interesting. Pretty.
Okay, then who else? And then we have Stephanie Pratt.
Is she coming back?
I
Oh
read that.
man. I mean, I haven't been watching Made in Chelsea as much as I would like to, so I don't really know what happens with her, but I'm into that. That's great. And then we have Jason.
Who's sober?
She'll always be the girl who didn't go to Paris. Remember when she stayed in Malibu for Jason?
Oh,
Ugh.
no, he's also, I believe, is he a father?
Yeah, I believe so. I know he's at least married.
And he's like definitely super sober.
Yeah.
I've also heard that Brody Jenner could be coming back.
Interesting. And he's married.
Yeah, he got married. I mean, I don't want to hear about Caitlyn anymore, personally.
No, I don't think he's close with her either, which is, his wife's name is Caitlin.
Oh, spelled with a K?
No, with a C.
So it's different.
Yes. Yes, but I'm just saying he will be talking about it,
No,
Caitlin.
I know. So that will be something to look forward to. Okay, other kind of news this week is that
Dina, yeah. Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Dina Manzo. I had a glass, a chew of wine before I did this. Yes. I'm deranged.
Hey,
Dina Manzo
they're
got
drunk, duh.
engaged. No,
D'Amazo
Dina.
and the guy from SNL got engaged. There's
But
no
word on the
SNL
street
guy.
is he lives in California.
So she's living in Newport. So I think we need to get her on Real Housewives of Orange County. She could stir some shit up, and I would 100% be into that.
I actually think her and Shannon Bedore would get along like that holistic life.
Yes, like I feel like I know we'll get into this when we talk boring Orange County, but like she could be a Tamra replacement. She could be a Vicky replacement.
Well, actually, because supposedly, you know, Melissa Gorga's moving there. So why don't we throw in Gorga,
Nah.
Dina, Shannon, Kelly, Emily, I'm okay with staying. Gina bye, Tamara, Vicky bye.
Yeah, I don't want what's her face? I don't want Gorga. Gorga's not moving to California. She can't. There's no possible way she could keep up with the lifestyle. Not that any of these ladies are, besides Shannon getting 22.5K a month from David, but like, she can't. They're not that rich. There's some weird stuff going over there. The thickest thieves over there in Jersey. I don't want her in California. I'm just
I
saying.
kind of do. I do.
Okay, that's
And then
fine.
that would be like a good introduction because it would be like Dina and Melissa just moved from New Jersey.
Well, especially because New Jersey just revolves around Teresa, is like just give her and the kids their own show.
You've been saying that for a long, long
I
time.
know, but now that Joe's getting deported too, like that's the series, right? Like the girls go on. Like Giudice Go. Like something like just, you know, we're putting them out. We want to see what's going
And
on.
then, are we doing the series in Italy?
No, she's not going to Italy. She's divorcing Joe. She's going to stay, and it's how does she recover? She's a single mom of four girls.
Do you think there's something like maybe she doesn't want to divorce Joe because her dad's like alive and doesn't want to disappoint him or something?
Well, he's going
Do
to
you
get
think there's
deported.
something to do with that?
No, I think she's just going to wait. She's going to let him be deported and then be like, I can't live this lifestyle. My life is in United States.
Right.
You can't be here. We need to be apart. I mean, I also
Okay.
don't think the lawyer really cares if she's married or not, because he's still just gonna do her, you know?
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. Okay, so I know that you've been. So I just wanted to bring up Potomac ended this week, and that show is just, you know, ridiculous. However, Candace, who I really did not want to come back next season, I think she was just like horrible. I think she like clearly hates her husband or her future husband. They're married now. But she clearly hates
But he
him.
hates her.
And they hate each other. And I'm like, you should not be together. Like, marrying a guy with kids is not an insult. So it's like, is everything okay over there?
Sorry, I was adjusting my chair. It fell down.
Okay. But Candace is horrible. Like, literally, people are just like writing on Twitter like their thoughts about the reunion. She's like, oh yeah, is that so? You don't have a chin. Oh yeah. She's like, oh yeah, is that so? Well, maybe you could grow your eyebrows out. Like, oh yeah, is that so? Your kid's ugly. And
Oh
it's
my God, so
like,
just trolling them. Wow.
yeah, and it's like, Candace, is there anything else you could do besides go for people's look? Or I don't know, maybe just like get off the internet.
Yeah, these people need to be stopped.
It's like you went on a show, she's like, you know, you don't know the full story. It's like, right, but did you go on the show thinking they were going to show every minute of every day of your life? I'm just wondering. I know, but the big news this week is fuck Jason Hoppe, even though you love him.
No, okay. I really want to talk about Dennis. I
Oh,
want to talk
yeah.
about Jason. So on vacation, I found out about Dennis. I was very upset about this. This made me so sad. I just feel like there was like, I mean, I didn't really know the person, but there was just didn't feel like any warning signs or.
That's what I said. I'm like, I took it weirdly hard. Like, I was like really affected by it. Like, I was telling Jason last week, like, I didn't feel like I could post anything. Like, I felt like
I've
it
thought
hit.
about this a lot.
Yeah, it hit in a weird way.
Yeah. But so basically, Jason is trying to use the death against Bethany, but the judge, because they were already like slated to go to court, judge like threw that out. But now there's other rumors that in Dennis's apartment were prescription drugs with Bethany's name on them.
So I want to stop this,
Sure.
actually, because this is from AJ Benza's podcast where he released these details, and he doesn't ever actually say that they're in there. He says like, what if they were?
Oh, okay. So I've just been reading articles that said there were
Yes. So these
rumors.
are rumors. This is how rumors get started. And I, for as much as we hate Bethany, we talk bad. We don't hate her, but you know what I mean. Like, we talk badly. Like, we're always on team anyone but her. If I think that stuff is such bullshit to put the word allegedly in front of and then say that kind of shit. Like, that's so irresponsible. Like, that's irresponsible journalism. Not that we're like journalists, whatever, but you know what I mean? Like, you should not be saying, like, oh, there could be, like, what if she was getting these pills for him and that her name was on the bottles and that's what was found at Dennis's house? And it's like, are you serious?
Well, then it also made me think that, she decided she, it basically like seemed like she was in love with Dennis and he was in love with her, but they weren't
It's
good together.
well,
And
I'm thinking she,
then I was like, I wondered.
yeah,
Okay.
she was like very much like, we were saying this like last week too. Like, I like, do you think that maybe she knew that maybe he had like kind of a problem? Maybe not. I don't know if he was like addicted to them or if he actually like just like took too many, right? Like, I don't know what it actually was. I don't want to like speculate on all of that, but I'm like, maybe she knew that there was still like a hurdle that they had to get over. Also, besides him having to divorce his wife before being with him.
But then it's really interesting. Didn't they say that the assistant or like a maid like went to go get a prescription of Narcan, which would reverse like taking too many opioids?
Yes. Yes. So
So like
that's,
that's been like, how do you even get that?
well, it's over the counter, I guess.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
there's something over the counter. I'm not sure exactly. I don't know like the
Really?
full detail.
That doesn't seem to make sense.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
The whole situation sincerely makes me so sad. And Jason Hoppe, I loved you, but you've gone too far.
This is
So I'm
finally
taking
what
a
put
stance.
this is finally
Yeah,
what put
this is
Mary
what
over
put
the
me over the
edge.
edge. I'm done. I'm done. Jason, we're done.
And you know what
We're
also
done.
pisses me off too is that he's trying to get like CPS involved, and I'm like, Bethany has millions of dollars. Like, people are like literally beating their kids and like abandoning them, and bad things are happening to these kids, and you're gonna go like bug this millionaire who clearly is like the welfare of her child is fine. Like, I'm
Agreed.
sorry, I think Brynn is fine.
I agree. I agree.
So it's just like, Jason, you're trash. You're trash.
Okay.
Trash. Okay.
Another point about this that I was going to make is I do think that she could possibly not return because of all this.
I think her and Jill have like this connection now over like, granted, I know Bobby's death was a little bit different. You saw that coming, but I think they have like that weird bond
Bond.
now that I think I just also don't think that Bethany can't not do the show. There's all these rumors she's not coming back. I don't buy that unless they give her own show.
And then they basically start filming probably October.
Well, they were saying that they start filming kind of around like Labor Day-ish, but that's next week. So I don't believe that because we're just like, but I know that they'd like to do like the end of the summer in the Hamptons.
True, true. Wait, also going back, watching the reunion, I was like, we have seen so much stuff. Like we went, it's kind of nice because it's like you went through Thanksgiving, and then we had Christmas. Like I feel like I saw all these milestones with them, because
This past
Halloween's a
season.
milestone.
Oh, yeah. Halloween, Christmas. We had New Year's Eve of the arrest. Oh, no, that was Christmas. She didn't make it to New Year's Eve. That's right.
Right.
We had a lot this season. Should we just like get into talking about the reunion? Because
You mean the group therapy shit show?
it's like, here's the thing. It's like, I love watching the reunions. They're usually like hard to recap because you're basically recapping their recap of the season. But like this one,
Not this one. Not this one.
first off, I have to say, I thought that the theme that they themed themselves as was like wonder. Like, I thought they all looked great in that like champagne, minus Tinsley, who wore basically like Bethany's dress like inside out. I felt like Bethany had the white version and then Tinsley had the black version.
I could not help but notice
Okay, Carrie Bradshaw.
that Bethany had this like weird vein on her chest that kept on popping out. Did you see that?
I miss that.
I couldn't take my eyes off of it.
I I couldn't take my eyes off of it.
I just couldn't. So we have two more parts, guys. Look for the vein on her chest in between her boobs bulging out.
Okay. And then we did get to the bottom of why Ramona, first off, Ramona makes the entire cast switch couches, which.
Wait, so when they all sat down, I was like, that's weird. I thought they were sitting the other way. Like, that's what I thought about because I'd seen the
Mary,
preview so
I
many
thought so
times.
too. I was like, is this like a mirrored camera image? That's what I was
So
thinking. I
confused.
was so confused. And then I was like, am I? Because a lot of times, like, what I'll do is I'm watching these shows while I'm getting ready for work or something. So I'm like watching them in my vanity mirror. So I'm seeing the backs. So I'm like, am I watching this through my mirror? Like, what's happening? I'm so thrown off by this. And then Ramona's like,
No.
cameraman, can we switch
No.
couches?
And what was it? Because she had like a bruise on her
So
face?
I thought
It
it was
was her
like,
bad side?
yeah, I thought it was like Botox bruising or something, but apparently she had gotten in a car accident and that was like a bruise from the airbag. She had said this on Instagram. So
Okay.
that's what happened. I'm like, one, she has to be pissed that she's the last seat on the couch.
I mean, has she ever been the last seat?
I don't think she ever has been. I think she's maybe been second, but I don't think she's ever been last.
But then it was also very interesting. So it goes Andy, then it's Bethany, Sonia, and Ramona. And Ramona probably wanted to jump to the other side of the couch, like even though it was going to be on her bad side, because she's fighting with Bethany the entire time. And then I thought then it was interesting. Carol's never sat that close to Andy. We know that.
I think
And
she
then it's,
has.
I don't think so.
I think she has. I think she has sat next to Andy before.
I think it's the first and definitely the last. Did you see that text message?
Wait, what was the text message?
No, so Andy's opening and it's
Oh.
like super serious. He's like, we're all very concerned for Lou and just wishing her the best on her health journey. And then it's like ding. And he's like, gives her the most evil eye slash the look of disappointment slash anger slash you're fired.
Oh yeah,
Like that after that, he was like, you're done, Carol.
he was livid.
He's like, you put your phone on silent in this
Like
house.
she just was like, "Oops, sorry." You could just tell he's like, "Don't piss daddy off or you're
You're done.
fired."
They're just hands.
But they'll wring your neck.
Okay,
It was a
and like, look, go
Go
ahead.
ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to dive into the girls' looks.
Okay, let's do it.
So Bethany's wearing a ponytail, and then she's got this deep V, but her look like kind of reminded me. Like it was like Marc Jacobs daisies to me.
Okay, I don't know what
I
that
don't.
reference is, but sure. It made me think of like, Bethany, it's so weird because like I'm always shocked by her reunion dresses because she always wears dresses with too much material. Like, remember last season she had that big red, like it was like this big red dress that just like you didn't need all of it. Like you have a really great body that it's just like when you throw all that material on it, like Bethany's outfits always wear her. She never wears the outfits.
Well, she's not a ball gown person. She needs something tight.
I would have actually loved to see Carol's dress on her.
Yeah,
Like,
that's fair.
I think it would have. I actually liked Carol's look.
I agree. And then Sonia, of course, you're wearing Sonia Morgan, $149 off the rack.
She had her,
Off the rack.
yeah, she had her bump it in.
Yes, the like poof coif. What does she call it, that look?
I have no idea.
What does she always call her hair?
Smoky eye updo strad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I thought she looked great, but she was clearly just lost the whole time. You could just see her going, "Wait, what? What? Huh?"
Well, she's Bethany's apologist slash defender, so
Yeah, like she had
blah,
to
blah,
sit in
blah.
between Ramona and her, like to be like the blocker. I liked Ramona's look. I thought I actually really liked Ramona's hair just in that sleek bob and the
Ramona
sequins.
and glitter and gold, glitter and gold. And then she was on the phone with Mario before and puts Andy on the phone with Mario.
What do you think?
Okay.
What was that about?
I
Why,
was like
like,
thinking about that. I was like, okay, Avery is like 25. You're not talking because your kids are young.
right, like you're not talking about like who's gonna pick up from school next week or something.
No.
I kind of could see Ramona like going back to hooking up with him. I� � �└
Okay.
I think like
That's
enough
fair.
I think enough time has passed that she I feel like she could forgive Mario. Like she's like looking around, she's like, ugh, everybody, like all these guys are awful. You know, Jill's dating the only guy I've ever dated other than Tom a couple of times, which also, why do they recycle these people all the time? Like these people they date. But I feel like
Unreal. It's like the Upper West Side only has like 10 people to date.
right, Harry Dubin, Mario, and that Tom and that guy.
Every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
And Jill's boyfriend, exactly. But it's like,
And then we'll like throw in like a 25-year-old chef, Adam.
yeah, exactly. Sexy salads. Oh, can we also talk about before too what Adam posted this week of Carol?
Gotta post those shots.
Okay, it was Carol's birthday this past week, and so Adam, to wish her a happy birthday, posted these like boudoir shots of her on his Instagram story, but it was like Carol in a thong, like sticking her butt out. It was like a very Kardashian, and like I don't need
And
to see your ass.
when were do you think these were taken?
It was definitely after the marathon because I think her muscles, there's a little atrophy happening in the muscles.
Oh wow, that's super specific. Okay.
But I'm gonna go with like the past like month or two. She said they're not getting coffee anymore, but that's because she only drinks tea. So I think they're getting tea, and so I
Okay.
think they're hooking up.
Okay, fair, fair. And
But did you?
okay.
So, but here's the question I had. I actually thought like, go Carol. Like your body looks great. Like you flaunt it. You want to take those photos. I don't think they're for the public eye.
Now, am I jealous of Carol's body? Maybe a little bit.
Always.
But there's just a miss for me with that and her.
Explain. Can you explain?
That's for private collection. Private collection.
That's what I'm
Yeah,
saying.
I
Like
agree.
she looks wonderful. I thought the first shot would have been fine to post, like where she's like laying there, so it's only like you see that she's in the outfit. Like the one with her ass, it's the same thing like when Kim Kardashian posts that too. I'm like, I got it.
Well, it's also kind of strange because so Carol 53?
Yeah,
53, maybe
I'm not sure when
50.
her last good summer, like what, how old she'd be at her last good
She says she
summer.
has now she's claiming seven left. Seven.
Wow, well, that's a renewal, true renewal if I've ever heard of one.
But like Sonia looks so much younger to me than her.
Are they the same age?
No, Sonia's way old. I mean Sonia, sorry. Ramona,
Ramona.
Ramona,
Oh,
Ramona.
Ramona's
Ramona's
62.
60. And
60?
she looks so
Yeah.
much younger to me than her.
I think it's also because Carol is so skinny that she
Makes
looks
you look
almost,
old.
yeah, it makes her look older because she's kind of, it looks like withered. But
I'll never look old then.
I think though that I think they all look great though. Like, I think that they're all, like, if I look like that when I'm that age, like, I will be very happy with myself.
I did not like Dorinda's hair. It was too long.
No.
It was too long.
It's not even the length of it either. It was like, but it was like this like Marilyn Monroe look, and
Too white blonde.
it was too big. Like I think if it had looked like Ramona's, like a sleek bob look, I think that would have looked really fantastic on her. I don't think she like it's too big for her face. And she was wearing Givenchy.
Giovanni, 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 Giovanni.
Givenchy. I love Givenchy. You should have given a shout out to me and Givenchy. We need thank yous.
How were those dresses $20,000?
I'm gonna go with that's an exaggeration.
I hope.
Because nobody's buying their prom dresses from Givenchy and spending $20,000.
No, I don't get it.
Did you like Tinsley's outfit? Tinsley was just like so very Tinsley. Like, oh, it's black, it's got a little glitter, and it's got a little pop.
She's like, I'm just wearing my straight hair, my new look. Andy commented on it. I thought it was going to make me feel old and fat, but it makes me feel skinny and young.
And
I feel great.
is that the only thing she said this episode?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, great. Okay. So basically, like we have to like talk about the elephant in the room that Lou's not there. And it's
Yeah.
like
And I'm still waiting for that Sag Harbor one-on-one,
yeah.
but I guess she did it with Megyn Kelly.
Yeah, we talked about that last week. Sorry,
Oh.
you're behind.
But can you catch me up on that?
She basically like went on Megyn Kelly. No, because it wasn't even like anything. I didn't even like watch the full interview, but she basically was just saying like she relapsed because of the lawsuit that was coming from her family, and you know she's gonna strive to do better. And I'm like, what? We don't want Megyn Kelly. I'm not here for a 10 a.m. Today Show talk. I want prime time 9 to 9:30 p.m. on Bravo, and I want Andy, I want Lou, I want some skinny girl for Andy, and I want some diamond water
Pal
from Asa of Shaw's of Sunset for Lou.
or some BLK.
Or some BLK, cross promotion.
Okay, and then I loved how Andy's like catch up with the girls. He's like, "So Ramona, I saw you listed your house." And her apartment's 2,500 square feet, which that's huge for an apartment, right?
That's big. I would say, okay, granted. Now, Shannon and Kelly are living, or Shannon is living in a 4,000 square foot house, and so is Tamara. So
Yeah.
2,500 is very, and that's big. Yes, it's 2,500 is big. But I was, as we found out from the finale, is like all of their closing statements were all moving related. So it's like kind of weird that he only pointed out Ramona. I see that you're doing it, and it was like kind of sad too, where she just was like, Avery's like bigger, and I'm lonely.
Yeah, you just don't need all that space now.
Yeah. And then Dorinda is saying she's seeing a trainer now 4 times a week. Sonia is a vegan, but she's not really a vegan because she's eating fish. And she's like, "Oh, I had no idea that if you were eating meat that you weren't a vegan."
She doesn't even know what a vegan is. She's like, so now I'm a pescatarian. So I'm adding that to my dating profile. Vegan slash pescatarian, toaster oven specialist slash
Slash cigarette slippers. Yeah.
landlord slash
Sonia Morgan by So. Yeah.
pajama stealer.
Oh, yeah. Good, good. Yeah. And Bethany Defender.
Yes.
And then, so then they start talking about all the bad fashion that we had to see.
Which was so true. The boned underwear came up, and we're like, we know Beyonce didn't actually wear that,
No,
Carol. Okay.
there's just no way.
Okay.
There's just no way. Okay, but really, I want to talk about it's. This
Wait,
is based.
did you
Go ahead.
wait? Then we talked about Dorinda's Gaga costume, and she's like, well, her mother loved it. I see her at church.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, so Lady Gaga still hasn't talked to you. Okay. And then they talk, and then they all kind of like defended Luann. Like, no, she only had bronzer on. It appeared much darker on camera. I'm like, no, the camera doesn't add darkness to you. The camera adds 10 pounds.
And then everyone's like, that's why the poof was bigger. The poof was way bigger on camera. And then Annie's like, no, Diana Ross never poofed her hair.
Yeah, it was just was like a disaster. It was a disaster. But really, like this whole thing is like, as you, they're kind of like doing all this like fluff stuff, and you're like, all right, like we know it goes deeper, right? And so then they start going into Bethany stuff, and everything is just everyone's like kind of taking their turn to just start going at Bethany.
Well, you know they were all in a group text before, and we're like,
Oh,
we're
dream
taking
team.
the B
As
down.
Yolanda once said, dream team.
Literally, Lou was on that text, and she's like, and then Carol's like, give me a drag. I'm a secret smoker.
Is this what you think, that she's a secret smoker?
She's a secret smoker, but doesn't inhale. So she's like,
I did not inhale. But okay, so then there, it's interesting. So, right, so then they're saying, like, Dorinda especially saying, like, you know, Bethany, you're opportunistic, you're doing all these things, like, you connected with Jill and you did it on camera, and what a surprise, you haven't talked to Jill off camera. You know, you basically saying like you act one way on camera and then you act one way off camera. Like you're not appreciative on camera, but then maybe you're appreciative off camera. But then like she was also like Dorinda's also saying, but then like you weren't appreciative to me on camera about the Nutcracker. And you know, you're trying to be opportunistic. And it's like, which one is it?
The Nutcracker story, I'm over. I don't care about that at all.
Also,
What
it's
I
like
did care
clearly like
about,
Dorinda, you didn't do anything for the Nutcracker. Who cares?
the Nutcracker thing's so stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
What I did care about was I had chills because during the crisis relief, they're showing her on her positivity and getting that award. And then there's like Dennis in the shot. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is just like too much for me to take. It's so weird.
Yeah,
It's really hard for me when like someone dies out of this stuff. It's like so creepy to me.
well, it's like season two of Beverly Hills, like after Taylor's husband passed, and we had to like relive this whole thing. It's like, we went real dark real fast.
And then, or like when Vicky's mom died and she was on camera at Shannon's house playing bingo,
Oh man,
I had
yeah.
chills from that. Which is, it's, this is, it actually disgusts me because it's a GIF. And there's like the moment where she's on the phone and there's a GIF about that. I'm like,
Oh.
that's not a funny scene.
Oh, when she
Makes me really
collapses to
mad.
the floor.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's wrong.
Yeah, that's not okay. Also, but I also wanted to mention too, of course I'm getting sidetracked, but we were talking about Beverly, I mentioned Beverly Hills, but so they're all in like the Bahamas right now.
You're gonna tell the Dorinda story.
Dory.
Yeah.
Yeah, her too. And so they're all in the Bahamas right now, and somebody went up to Dory and basically, did you read the article, Mary?
Yes.
Can you explain a little bit more? I'm a little lost on what happened, but she got
So
yelled
basically,
at.
this woman's best friend, she owes $300,000 to, and their kids are named the same. Like, and I'm pretty sure Dorit copied her on the
Like
name.
her kid's name is like Jagger Phoenix, like
Yeah,
one
yeah.
kid, and then she separated them. But then so they yelled at her, and they're like, it's really interesting. I guess PK like needs to, PK like basically like needs to like file for bankruptcy or something. There's like some crazy stuff like where they basically are just like taking money from people, and then they file for bankruptcy, and then they like start over again. It's very shady.
Well, we always knew.
I know, but I'm like, remember when we thought Dorit was gonna have a redemption season? How wrong we were. I'm
And
okay.
then so, there's all these like Jamaica pictures of them, and Denise Richards, Lisa Rinna, Camille's on the trip, so I wonder if she's going to be more of a star this season. The Pretty Mess is there, Kyle, and they all posted this group shot, and LVP's not in it.
But she was on the flight with him. Like, there are photos, so I'm wondering if she went back home early. Like, maybe there was some
Oh, maybe
fight.
for like a TomTom thing.
Yeah. Oh, what? I went to Tom Tom. I
Oh yeah,
forgot.
tell us. You said it looked nice. I was like, ugh.
Okay. I'm sorry. I know we're going off very off the beaten path here of talking about New York, but I went to Tom Tom this past weekend. And it opens at 5:30, so you can't even, it's not even like a place that you can go for the afternoon. You can only go at 5:30, which is very reminiscent of like that's how Pump and I think Sir might be like that too. I'm not really sure, but so my friends had gone, and I said, okay, Jason, it was Jason, he had gone, and I went and met up with him and Saf, and they had had a table, and it's very very similar vibes to like Sir and Pump. Like, it's got this like ethereal, but it's like also trying to be like quote unquote masculine there. So they have like a lot of clocks, a lot of like,
Because clocks scream
yeah,
masculinity.
yeah, and they have like a lot of gadgets kind of deal. And so it's basically all men that work there. The outfit that Tom Sandoval had picked for them that was like $200 for a uniform is not what they wear.
Oh, that's
They
depressing.
wear basically the Pump shirts that they have in pink. They basically wear a version of that in teal with black ties and black pants. And then they have like this it's very beautiful. Like, it's very gorgeous in there though. But so there's no standing room. So you like cannot stand. Like, you have to have an area that you're sitting in. So like the bar, there's not people that are standing there. You have to have a seat
Oh, you
there.
can't congregate.
Yeah.
So you have to be sat by the hostess to sit at the bar.
Yes, you have to be sat by, yes, because so what had happened too was that Jason
So
had
you
to,
really need a reservation.
or you have to get there at like 5:30 when they open. They have a whole, so they have this like long bar. There's a guy there that looks a mix of like he's a blonde Jack.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free. with Way. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
But only, and he's only attractive at certain angles. Like, he's at a 45 degree angle. If you look at his face, he looks like Garrett Hedlund, which is like gorgeous. And then I look over, and now there's a shot bar. So it's a bar just for shots. The shot machine had broken that had the
ice. Of course. The five in the world.
Yes. So basically they have to make another one. And the bartender was Corey Brooks from Big Brother, like 17 or 18. I can't remember which season. Which means that the challenge on MTV has not picked him up. And so he's working there. Also...
You know that's a low point in your life.
Yeah. So I had this whole theory, though. They're definitely going to do a spinoff there because every person there was, like, very good looking. You could just – it was, like, mostly men. And then you could just tell all the people in there, like, everybody was kind of, like, a – they weren't there just
wanted to
– Yeah, they didn't
wanted
stumble.
To be seen.
Yeah, they didn't stumble into that bar. Like, they went specifically for that. So then at one point, Jax walked in, and I was like, oh, God. And I averted my
eyes.
You're,
like, dodging bullets.
Like, literally, I was like, what? Like, no. And guys, he looks good. He's looking more fit. He's growing his hair out. Like, he walked in and people were like, oh my God, Jax. I also feel like he popped in there because, like, Jax is, like, someone who, like, wants to be seen, but is like, oh God, don't take photos of me. Can't you, like, totally see him like that?
Totally. Was this the night where they took, like, they, like, bought that, like, mini scooter thing?
No.
It's like the motorcycle with the side thing.
Yeah, it's like Lisa Vanderpump's, like, that pink vintage car that she parks out of Sur. They're like, no, you don't get that. You're going to get a white motorcycle with a sidecar a la Dumb and Dumber. Like, you don't get.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But no, so this was just a random one-off night. Like, he came in, did whatever he wanted to do, and then, like, left. And so then the next night they all went there. But I DM'd Tom Schwartz, and I was like, hey, just wanted to let you know I'm at Tom. I'm like, it's really gorgeous. And he's like, oh, I'm at a wedding or else we would be there. So.
I like the response.
Yeah, but it was, so it was beautiful. It's very expensive. So, like, if you're going there, you just want to go there once. You maybe have one drink. It's like $16 for a cocktail.
San Francisco prices.
No.
I went to this place the other day, the Riddler. I got a glass of wine. It was $25 for one glass.
What kind of wine did you get? Was there gold flakes in it?
Like, it was not special, but I bought it.
Well, and I hope you enjoyed every sip of it.
I drank it fast and left.
But yeah, so these drinks. And then the first drink, I got two of the same drink. And the first drink was good. And then the second one did not taste the same. And I was, like, very upset by it.
Disappointing. Yeah.
And then the food was okay. It was just okay. Right. Like, I would not go there.
Their food, all of those restaurants, the food's mean.
Yeah. Like, I would still choose Sur. Well, maybe I would choose Pump because it's outdoors.
Have you ever been to Villa Blanca?
No. That's where you take your wife, and I'm not married.
Okay.
So, yeah. But it was cool to see, and I'm sure I'll be curious to see, like, once they really start, because it's, again, that's, like, the second weekend it was open, so they're still, like, working out the kinks and stuff, and they're very much, like, hovering over your table. Like, Jason had to leave for, like, 20 minutes, and so they were like, do you need these chairs? Can we give these chairs? And I was like, okay, we have friends coming. And they're like, oh, okay. And then, like, they would put a menu down and then somebody would walk by and grab the menu. And I'm like, can you just go print more? Like, clearly you're on a menu shortage, but you just gave this to us.
Right.
So if you want to stop by, cool. There's also when I left at like 8:30 and there was a line of like 10 people.
Oh, no. I don't do lines.
Yeah, so just be wary of that. If you go, do try to see if you can get a reservation. I don't know if they take reservations, though, because I don't know if they're trying to, like, be a dinner spot as much as a bar that serves food. So that was my 3 out of 5 stars.
Okay, 3 out of 5.
Yeah. Back to New York.
I'm probably come down sometime in the fall and check it out.
Please come when I'm in Europe.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you still haven't visited me, so.
I will be there next week. I'll see you next week.
I won't be there.
I'm going to see you Thursday.
Are you really?
Yes, we've talked about this.
Oh, okay. You know, I forget these things.
Back to New York.
I should write that in my calendar that you're coming to my house.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's bring this back together. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'll make you dinner.
Okay. So, So what I wanted to say about Jill too is that
ADD to the fullest.
Yes. So Jill wants to come back on the show so bad. Like, isn't it curious how she emailed Andy the day of the reunion to tell him that she's dating a guy Ramona once dated?
They went on 4 dates.
Yeah, it's like, Jill, just, like, take a breather. You don't, like, what you should do is you need to go to Greece and you need to take, you need to be Lindsay Lohan's mentor for her TV show.
Well, Ramona was there during filming.
Ramona was there, and then was Kelly God still there or no?
No, that was, they met up in Ibiza.
Oh, right, but Vicky was in Greece. That's who was in Greece.
And Vicky and Ramona saw each other in the airport.
Yes, amazing. I think they were like hanging out at one point too.
It all comes full circle to Housewives, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to comment on the fact that Andy Cohen is supposed to be a narrator and not offering opinions, and he's completely defending Bethany. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm glad she got that shot. Jill invited us. And all the girls were like, no, they already talked inside. And they basically had the same conversation again for the camera. Like, and they're like, and I feel like it's also a very sensitive situation for people like Dorinda and Carol, who have actually lost a husband. And they're like, that was not for film for me.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, the whole thing was like weird. But I what I didn't like about Andy is like, I felt like he almost needed to defend Bethany here and there, though, because they all kept going at her. And I was like, God, you guys are not doing this the smart way.
No, I think she deserved every second of it.
You do.
Well, you know I do.
Well, I know, but I just felt like I didn't want him to be doing that. But like, yeah, he does need to stay unbiased. And he was clearly on B's like, side. But like Carol was even getting pissed with Andy, too, though. He's like, what did she say at one point? Like, she's such a bitch.
Right. Well, but everyone says it's like, guess what, Bethany? No one hated you. No one hated you. You supported. We supported you. We supported your cause. But you know what? You don't support us and you don't engage us, because once it's not about Bethany, it's all over.
Yeah.
And she does. It's true. She does not say anything positive. Like, yeah, you're latching onto fucking Sonia because that's the only girl that will follow you still, because these other bitches got their own shit going down.
Yeah, I agree. But so while I was trying to figure it out, I was like, Bethany, the right move for Bethany is to just ignore it, right? Like, show up to Ramona's thing, or like send a gift and just say like, I'm so sorry I can't come today, wish you the best of luck, and like move on. But like, she can't do that. She like needs the drama.
No, but
like,
so I did understand that part of it. Like, Ramona, you don't have a skincare line. You
have an idea. But what does she care?
No. That is a fake business.
But I'm saying, like, what does Bethany care, though? Like, Bethany is one of those people.
That would bother me. This is I'm defending Bethany right now,
yeah,
people.
Yeah,
this is
weird. Like, Bethany,
that would bother me.
She's one of those people that is actually calm in chaos. Like, she needs chaos to feel calm.
But she knows how to play the game because she's been fighting for so many years.
I know, but it's like, it's not fun. Like, I actually, when it's just the other girls and not Bethany. I think that the other girls are, give everyone the spotlight at one point, but Bethany's always just like, me, I need the spotlight. It needs to be about me. If it's not about me, I'm going to have a panic attack.
Well, but then they also gave, like, Ramona the bad edit. They showed the Brooklyn Bridge, like, you're going to end up alone. Jason's not even going to like you.
Okay, but that's 10 years ago. Like, that's what we're going to bring up? Something from 10 but years ago?
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're giving them a bad edit, and they give the soft porn edit. Like, they're doing all this stuff, and then it's like, let's go to Bethany when she's telling, like, Luann off in the Berkshires, and, like, Bethany's been so mean to every single one of them on camera.
Yeah, she's been really mean. She was mean to Heather when she's like, you think I'm a know-it-all? She thinks I'm a know-it-all. And she was, like, talking shit, and Carol was right, like, she was talking shit on Carol all throughout this season, like, in all of her interview things. And I think Carol said, like, a couple of snide remarks here and there. Like, but I was like, Bethany, you literally were giving it to every single person. And it wasn't, like, in jest.
Right.
And it's true.
And then
too,
Andy though. Just once again, sticking up to her. I want to hear her fucking story, and then you can respond. I'm like, shut up, Andy. I'm over him.
Yeah.
I said it, Daddy. You're done.
Oh, dear God. We're never going to be bartenders now. But Ramona it is true, though. Ramona is a self-made woman. Like, she did make all of her own money. And it's like,
I had a million in the bank, 2 fucking homes. You're such a bitch to me. Look in the mirror. You don't know how to have friends. Don't say I'm fucking fake. You have the fake tits. And then it's like Ramona looks down. She's like, I got mine at 55, though.
Well, I did like when Bethany was like, looked at her boobs. Was like, okay. Because it was like, they all have fake. Who doesn't have fake boobs? Carol and Tinsley?
I mean, they probably have all had a lift.
You think so?
Yeah.
I thought Carol at one point got a small boob job this season, but it didn't look like
that. I'm sure they all do.
Yeah. Okay. It's just interesting. I don't know. It's like, there's so much to talk about at this reunion, but it's basically all just like why Bethany's wrong.
Yeah. And then they give Bethany the good edit, though. They're like, but then Andy's like, but Bethany's always like the shoulder to cry on, like Dorinda on the island crying, Ramona with Mario. I'm like, how many times have people taken Bethany out of a fucking panic attack?
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
And then the whole thing with, is Dorinda a drunk or is Dorinda drunk?
Okay.
Why can't all of them admit she is a drunk and drunk? Like, I was on Team Bethany on that one. I was like, all of you guys are excusing this behavior, and her behavior is, she is a mean drunk.
Well, Bethany was very smart about dancing around that, and Andy kept on going for that. So basically, Bethany's claiming, she said, I think Bethany said, you are a drunk, right?
Bethany's claim that she said, you're drunk, like a you are drunk, but
right,
they're saying she said you're a drunk, but which one's worse? What does it matter?
No, that's saying someone's a drunk or you are drunk.
They both fit the crime.
No, a drunk is like an alcoholic. Drunk is like,
I would say a drunk is like
you had a night out.
No, I would say like being a drunk is like you're a lush. You drink a lot, but you're not an alcoholic. Like, you're drinking because maybe you have like
oh no, I'm thinking drunk picking up the bottle in the morning, which no, she even said she's called Dorinda and she's slurring her words at 10 a.m.
Either way, Dorinda drinks too much.
Yeah. I mean, they were like going through all the camera rolls of how many times she's been drunk on camera. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, I guess, you know, the first
step. I guarantee you she will not drink on camera next season. Just to prove a point.
No, it'll be the first half of the season, and then she won't be able to not to. So, like, she'll start off like, oh, I'm cleansing, I'm doing this really big detox, like, I'm just, like, really renewing who I am as a person, and then it's just going to go downhill. That's what I predict. Anyways. Yeah. Do we have anything else to say about New York? I'm looking forward to next week's reunion because Carol tells Andy to shut the fuck up.
She calls him a liar.
Yeah, and I cannot wait for that. And then I'm like, maybe Carol really did quit because after this reunion, she was like, "This is just bullshit. It's the Bethany show."
Yeah. And then another big point in this episode that people were DMing us about, Bethany makes this comment because Andy keeps on pressing, do you think she's a drunk? Bethany's like, first of all, I'm not going to answer that. Second of all, like, I'm not at liberty to. And C, yes. But she's like, I've already been through an intervention this weekend.
Yeah, guys, about Lou.
That's about Lou. Yeah, but people were like, is that for Dennis? I'm like, no.
No, Lou had gone to rehab literally the day of the reunion.
Yeah.
Which is also then kind of crazy that they had to have an intervention for Lou. Like, they don't really talk about that. Like, it makes it seem like Lou went into rehab, but no, apparently they had an intervention.
Wait, also another intervention, Jennifer Garner on Ben Affleck.
Mary, how do you feel about your man?
I heard that he was getting, like, Postmates to deliver him alcohol with the Playboy Bunny.
So, yes, the reason that apparently that Jen Garner finally made him go into rehab was because there was a paparazzi photo of somebody delivering him alcohol. But this is where Ben is still a mother effing boss. He makes Jen take him to Jack in the Box before getting dropped off at rehab. Like, you know, Ben was like, I need some mozzarella sticks and I need 12 tacos for 99 cents.
Like, I mean,
what does Ben
good
order
for her for keeping her like children's dad, baby daddy in check?
She's too good.
God bless her.
She's too good for us. It's yeah. She's really great. You okay over there?
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. I'm excited for the season of Dallas too. How have you felt? Like you didn't get to watch the premiere with us last week, so you caught up. Are you into this season already?
Bring me back, baby. This fashion here is gone. Oh.
Like Leanne.
Their eyelashes are like spiders. There's like spiders popping out of all their faces.
Yeah. Okay, so we waited for Mary to come back so that we could do the taglines.
Kick us off, baby. Okay.
So, Brandy, this isn't my first rodeo, so I'm not taking your bull.
Stephanie, investing in drama is not in my budget.
Carrie, when life gets messy, just build a bigger closet.
Which I didn't get that one until this episode.
Well, no, I also think that it's because every season she's been doing, like last season, I think she talked about skeletons in her closet.
Mm, she had a closet theme going.
Yeah, so she's like Giselle from Potomac, who's like, word on the street is, I am the word on the street. Word on the street is, you can't handle the word on the street, get off the street. Like, wait, what?
Okay, D'Angelo. Running a family business is a job for one tough mother.
Cameron, I've got heels that are higher than your standards.
Thanks, Elwood. And finally, Leanne, you don't mess with Texas and you don't mess with me. They're just hands.
That's what I was saying. I was like, I'm so mad. She literally should have, like, she did not capitalize off of that. She could have done so much better.
Yeah.
Okay, so we leave off at Deandra's.
The 4-year anniversary party, because everyone has a 4-year anniversary party that looks like a wedding.
Okay, there's a few things I have to say. Is like, I love that Leanne and Stephanie were just getting wasted.
Well, Stephanie took the cake, especially on that lion at the end.
When she was like, I'm just going to sit on him. And then like almost falls off. I was like, Stephanie's like one of my favorites.
I agree.
And I was actually thinking before watching this episode, and obviously this episode, we got to see a little bit more depth of Stephanie and like her, you know, that she had tried to commit suicide. Story. Yeah. Which is like very sad. But I was also thinking, I was like, who do you think now, not necessarily like back then or whatever, who on that is the happiest housewife on Dallas?
I think the happiest housewife alive is Stephanie.
But like realistically, that's what I was thinking too. Like, granted, I know she has the sad, you know, sad background, but I was like, she's living her best life of all those girls. Like, Carrie hates her husband and hates her life, thought she'd be happy with money. Like, Brandy is like, she's gone through a lot with a miscarriage and now she has a baby, so she's happy, but like her husband still hates her. Leanne's husband is just at parties and he's sharting.
But that's not her husband, even though they tried to marry them out there and then he pooed his pants.
Right. So, and then, but like Leanne's clearly dealing with like anger issues. D'Andra can't even say, her mom is the meanest person alive to her.
The funniest part about her, she's like, the worst part about my mom is that she controls my inheritance. I'm like, you can't say that out loud.
Well, and that whole salary conversation that they had was like very strange. But then, and then who's the other, and then Cameron's probably pretty happy, but she's like, I just want Sparkle dog food to do well. But if it doesn't, I'm going to call Megan King Edmonds and we're going to open a private investigator place.
It's MKPI and now we wear pink.
Yeah. It's and the K for MKE stands for Cameron.
Megan Cameron Edmonds Prescott.
Oh,
P-I
international.
Pinky.
Yeah.
Ink.
Sparkle dog food. It makes your dog shit everywhere.
But it's sparkly.
But yeah, I guess I like the fact that we got to see this other side of Stephanie, because she does live this like very like picture perfect lifestyle. And so when you see this side of her, you're like, wow, like she is a little bit more than what we did get to, than what we've seen.
And really interesting that she like opened up to Leanne about it. And I thought it was like smart of her. She's like, you know what? I've gone through tough times too. And it might not appear that way, but when I was 22, you know, I tried to commit suicide. And then Leanne's like one-upping her. She's like, well, I tried it 4 times.
Yeah, Leanne is literally, you know, Penelope from Saturday Night Live. It's like Kristen Wiig's character. Someone would be like, oh, I made you pasta. She's like, oh, did you make me pasta? Oh, I made everybody pasta, including the entire world and the moon. Do you remember that character? Like, she was just, like, the one-upper always. And, like, yeah, Leanne's like, and then Stephanie's like, yeah, you know, and I did it. She's like, because you were in pain. And Stephanie's like, to get noticed. She's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's why I did it, too. It's like, Leanne, just let the girl talk. And who's doing Leanne's makeup? Why do they hate her so much? They literally make her face yellow. And who's doing her hair? These extensions are out of control.
Oh my God. And the crimps. There was a ferret on the back that was crimped, and then they dipped it in
My Little Pony. It was like Sheena was like, oh my God, guys, I'm done with these hair extensions. And Leanne's like, I'll take them. Oh man. She's like, they're just hair. Like, I feel like, but yeah, I like that. And then, you know, Brandy came to the party. Now I have a real question though. So Deandra's like, I knew within the first 5 minutes I wanted to marry my hot husband. He's like, I knew in 3 minutes I wanted to fuck her.
I was like, I will do anything for you in 30 minutes, Jeremy.
But I was like, real talk, is he really into her? Did he know she had money?
No, I feel like they do have a connection.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, I think.
I hope they do. I like them.
I do too.
I want someone to have a connection like that with me.
I know. I was worried when last week she's like, 4 years is forever. So I'm so glad we've made it this far. I'm like, oh no, that's not good. But let's talk about her and her mom. So my theory is Dee got all this praise last season about how great she was and like, oh my God, we need more Deandra's mom. So she laid it on thick this year, but she is going in the opposite direction. She is so rude to her daughter.
Well, I think that she's clearly jealous. She stated that.
That was really, she's like, you know, mothers and daughters that are just single parents and single, you know, one child, they get jealous of each other. I'm like, what?
You're like, wait, I grew up like that and I'm not jealous of my mom.
And I don't think my mom is jealous of me. So what the hell is happening?
Like, no, and then she's like, no, but she keeps on expanding. She's like, you know, particularly if they're good looking. I'm not a slob at 77. And we're both very popular, you know, popular.
And Deandra's like, what the fuck?
She's like, Mom, no, you're jealous of me because I'm married and my face moves.
I couldn't believe she said that on camera, though.
Oh my God, so good. And then the mom's like, you're verbally abusing me. She's like, what the fuck are you talking about? She's like, abuse is not talking to someone for a month. And then I love, she's just like, she has complete control over me. She controls my salary, my inheritance, all my money. Like, I would also like to know who Deandra's dad is.
That's a great question. If anybody can look into that, please, please.
And I also want a little bit of the ultimate living green miracle in a soft pouch. I'd like to try it.
First off, it's not going to be in a soft pouch because these are my customers. I was like, okay, you're clearly controlling like your daughter, and she just needs to quit.
Yeah.
I feel like she probably has enough money that she could live off of. Like, just quit. It's not worth it. Well, she
said that. I don't need it. I don't need this salary.
No,
then don't take it and let's put it in the marketing and let's make some money.
Yeah. She's like, the S on my forehead, it doesn't stand for stupid. It stands for Simmons. It's like, all right, D, take it down a notch. You're a little too much now. Like, I'm not into it. And then, so then we see, like, Carrie and her husband. You could just see that Carrie, like, just has disdain for her family.
No, okay, I did not get that vibe. So I thought that, like, they were really cute.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I thought it was very cute. And that steak looked damn good. It looked real medium rare.
No, this is what pissed me off. Is like, last season, we had to go through the season where Carrie's like, I want to be at home more with my daughter, and Mark doesn't understand that, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, he got this horrible edit, and he came off horribly, like, to everybody. So this season, they're like, okay, we're going to make you look really good. And all of a sudden, now Mark is, like, the A-plus parent. And, oh, my God, he cooks. The
daddy-daughter bond.
Yes. Oh, I didn't have that bond with my dad. It's like, Mark didn't want that with your daughter either.
He hated your daughter.
He used to hate your daughter until everybody gave him shit for it. So now he has to, like, kiss her on the forehead and just, like, pretend like everything's okay. Like, that was so fake to me that I'm like, ugh.
But okay, I agree with the fakeness, but it wasn't fake from Zuri, which I think is telling. Like, I thought she was so cute with him, and she was very polite. She's like, no thanks, Daddy. Bye. I'm going to go scoot off and break Grandma's china.
And he's like, you're welcome. Like, I was like, what? Like, all right, Mark, like, just no. Just
wait,
no.
What did you think about, like, Stephanie's mom, that she can speak in tongues?
Yeah, it's a little weird. Who? I'm literally not even trying to make fun, but, like, is speaking in tongues, like, you can't communicate to other people in tongues, right? Like, so you could literally just be like, and people just could think you're speaking in tongues, right?
That's kind of my understanding. I liked that they blessed their house.
Like, do you
I
think
thought
like,
that was nice?
Do you think like speaking in tongues is like similar to like what Tyler Henry the medium does when he just like draws squares on a paper and then scribbles everywhere, and that's like he's like writing in tongues?
No, I think like the speaking in tongues thing is like intense. And like this is like the type of church where you probably like come up and like they come and bless you and like you're like overwhelmed by the Holy Spirit and like fall over.
Oh.
That's the vibe I got.
Okay. Moving on. I really need to talk about something.
Okay.
Leanne is very into fashion.
Oh my God. The boots.
What were those boots? Were they bumblebees?
There was two different pairs. I thought the first pair was like butterflies. They were like navy with butterflies.
Yes. Okay. I couldn't tell if they were like bumblebees or like what they were. Mm-hmm. But I will say, I loved the dress. The Lefinity dress. I loved it.
Okay. When I first came out, I was like, this is an LBD, like little black dress. And then I was like, wait, okay. I kind of like the ruffles. And then they did the side by side, but I was like absolutely dying because it was like, look at it, completely transformed. This is two different dresses. I was like, oh my God, this is just the editing of it was hilarious.
Well, it was like, look and one, look two, look four, look 38.
She's like, so this one's the dinner one. Then you can wear it to the black tie. Then throw on the cape. Then you put on the long sleeves. I was like, oh, girl, Lisa Rinna could sell the shit out of this on QVC.
But I really thought it was really cute. I really enjoyed it. I was like, I would probably, like, kind of buy that. I wouldn't. But, like, I would consider buying it.
Like, should she send them on our size? So, oh, gosh, we need so much now. We need this dress and we need the Ultimate Living Green Miracle.
Wow, there's a lot we've got to get from Dallas.
And we got something from Patricia, guys.
We did. We'll talk about that next week. But you know who we should talk about this week? Is our sponsor of the week, Teamy Blends. Okay, guys. So I just want to talk to you about it real quick. I am going to Europe in October, and I need to just do like a full body detox because I've been abusing it over the summer. And so I signed up to do their 30-day detox plan. Which has actually been working really well for me. I was just doing the tea at night, but now I've incorporated using the detox tea in the morning as well. So you drink it in the morning, then you drink the colon cleanser tea at night, and it literally makes you de-bloated. It's really lovely. So I've already noticed that I've done this for like maybe a little bit over a week, and I've already lost like 4 pounds just in the de-bloating. Mm-hmm. So
it's- when my sister was visiting, she tried to steal it. I was like, Kelly, don't you dare take my TV blends. I was like, you can go on TVblends.com and use the code judgy for 15% off.
No family like, she discount.
Was legit. I was like, please stop. I was like, Kelly, I know you're trying to steal the tea. I know what you're trying to do.
You're like, I know how many packets I have left. Yes. But so if you guys are interested, like Mary said, TVblends.com, use the discount code judgy. Mary, could you spell it?
TEAMI blends BLENDS.com. Use the code judgy, JUDJEY. No, G. Woohoo. JUDGEY for 15% off. And you guys, it's not just for weight loss. I swear it gives me energy. It helps me lose weight.
Yeah, I just feel like I feel cleansed right now. So I'm going to stick with it for the full 30 days so I can report back after that. But yeah, if you guys want to take the plunge with us, definitely recommend trying it out.
Will we even be able to see you in 30 days? You're going to look so good.
No, I'll still You'll still be
so skinny.
Well, probably not. But I'll have a flatter tummy. Okay. Back to our regularly scheduled program. Okay, so then like the main thing is of this is right that that Stephanie is throwing Brandy a surprise baby arrival, not even a baby shower, baby arrival. The baby delivery.
And you know, she can provide the three F's: food, floral, and fun. Like three F's and an A, because it's food, floral, fun, and alcohol. Mm-hmm. And it's only $22,000.
Like, what? That is crazy.
When I saw the price tag on that, I was like, but I loved that champagne wall.
Yeah, I thought it was amazing. I also love that Cam was able to figure it out. Like, I am really loving Cameron this season. Like, she's been so little scenes, but I'm just, like, really enjoying her as, like, the Greek chorus for us.
She's like, I knew it.
She's like,
and Travis, like, what are you talking about? Are we really getting a surrogate?
Yeah, Travis was just like,
and then Leanne shows up with those red boots
and the hair it just was like, Leanne, like, even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes.
And then Deandra was trying to breastfeed at the baby shower,
and yeah, things just were very interesting. I'm enjoying that the cast is getting along, because it makes it more fun for us as viewers when the cast is getting along. There can be some tiffs along the way, but we can't have it like last season of Real Housewives of Orange County.
Well, I also love that they're going away. I like them doing like the trips at the beginning. And I kind of like these. Seems like each franchise is doing like two trips, like a small one, local, mm-hmm. and then they go on like their big trip. So I think it's kind of fun.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Cam's house, because I like to, what I watch is for the wish fulfillment of this. And so I get to see these crazy houses that the rich people live in. And that's like exciting to me.
And that we're all going to be in one house. They're so smart, just like New York.
Yep, and that's when we know we get the good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on.
Let's launch into the bad stuff.
Why? It's just like, I thought, okay, when we went to Orange County, we started off the first episode, like, it was okay, but then we ended on the ropes course and we ended on a high. And then when the girls went to Mexico and I was like, yes, the season is bringing it. Thank God. I'm so excited. And then this week comes along and it reminds us, nope, we still suck in Orange County.
So we're basically fighting over Shane yelling at Gina because his three kids were upstairs, and we're just dragging out that fight.
Yeah, like nobody cares.
Nobody cares. I was more interested in Shannon and David because, Shannon's house is $12,500 a month to rent. Mm-hmm. And then David, she got $30,000 out of David per month, but then went back because she was nice and is now getting $22,000.
Mm-hmm. Which is like, what the hell do you do with and that's just spousal support. So she's also getting child support.
So this is what I was so I don't know anything about this stuff. Mm-hmm. So basically she's getting like $250,000 a year from David. So does that help pay for, because I imagine her girls go to private schools.
No, so that's just spousal support so she can live her lifestyle that she's accustomed to. She's also probably getting, it's probably less than, because I assume that he's probably paying for their school and everything. And so, and if they live with her like 50% of the time, he's probably then paying her some sort of child support on top of that.
So, oh, but she was nice to go back.
Look, I think because she was afraid of him. Like, it actually really made me sad when her mom said, make sure somebody walks you to your car, because it's like, David beat her. Like, because she was like, David got...
I didn't even think about it like that.
Yes, like, David gets angry, and she's like, and her mom was like, make sure someone walks you to your car. And I was like, oh my God, because she thought that David would find Shannon in the parking lot and, like, threaten her.
Okay. And then him, like, being so stubborn to not get a lawyer.
Yeah, and she was like, could you just lawyer up and, like, let's get this over with? I did love, though. So they went to this place called Pacific City this episode, which is, like, this new shopping area in Huntington Beach. Like, my mom and I go there all the time when I go down there. And so it's just kind of funny when they go to these same places. And it's a really nice area. Like, it has now all these restaurants and bars and shops and everything. I did really like when Shannon said, you know, I saw him and I just, like, couldn't imagine like being with him again. And I love that. I love single Shannon and empowering Shannon.
I really enjoyed that. Tamara's like, I got this matchmaker.
Yeah, and I've just, Shannon's not ready. I know she's got like a boyfriend now, but I think like, I mean, I also think that Shannon just needs to like get laid.
Well, that made me think. When was the last time she got laid? When was the last time her and David slept together? Like the vow renewal?
Probably not even then. I bet it's the one time that she drank the bottle of vodka before she slept with him.
No, but they definitely slept together after their fake funeral.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. It's just, it's, I'm so glad that Beattie Bedore is gone. And then also Beattie Bedore's new girlfriend like posted this photo of Tamara this week on her story.
Real Housewives of Reno.
And I was like, hey, live, laugh, loser, knock it off. She's the fucking worst. Like, what, nobody was giving you enough attention? Like, you're not going to be on Real Housewives of Orange County. You're not going to be a star. Get out of here. Yeah.
And is he living with her?
I think so. And I'm like, it's so freaking disrespectful because she posted a video of him like reading to her son, like to put him to bed. And I'm like, that is so fucked up to do to his daughters.
I know.
Like,
I know. That's hard.
Like, it just is like so, like, he's just, fuck Beattie Bedore.
What was the thing that Shannon was like, my husband wasn't a sex person? It seems like he was, but maybe like, not
with her.
And then the girl that he cheated on her with, I didn't know they moved in together for a little bit.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I was thinking he was moving in with Live, Laugh, Loser. Oh, with the girl he cheated.
No.
Oh, the mistress. Remember
and then his whole family. He threw the ring at the daughters.
Which, what the, like, Beattie. I mean, ugh, trash. Ugh, trash. He's trash.
Okay, let's talk a little bit more about Shane, though. Does he bother you?
No, I don't. Shane is such, like, Shane is just, like, a fly that, like, he's like a gnat, right? Like, you just kind of, like, push him away. He doesn't, like, bother me because I think that he's also, like.
He doesn't bother me either.
Yeah, like, people are, like, really offended by him. And I'm like, yeah, he's just trying to be relevant. And, like, guys, like, Gina is annoying.
I don't even think he's trying to be relevant. I think he was like, girls, it's like Tuesday night at 10 a.m. You're wasted downstairs. I don't drink. I'm Mormon. I don't gamble. I don't smoke weed. I don't swear. You can leave now. It's double digits. And I got 3 kids under 5.
Yeah. Bye. So here's my question, though. How is he Mormon? Because Perry Pocket was drinking at the party. His sister was drinking at the party. So do you think his ex-wife was Mormon? And he converted.
We need to get the background story on this.
Yeah. We need to.
Because he's Persian, too. Because why would someone Persian be Mormon?
I don't know.
Interesting.
If anybody has any insight. I guess religion,
you can be any religion you want.
I mean, that's what I was going to say, but I didn't, you know. But
no, I mean, but there's certain.
Well, it's just interesting because it doesn't seem as if his family is Mormon. So it seems like he's Mormon. Mm-hmm. but the family isn't. So I'm curious of how he got into that. If anybody knows, let us know.
Okay, and then the highlight of this episode was the milkman.
Oh, which my God.
I thought when they were saying the milkman, I was like, oh, the milkman. Like, I thought that was, like, supposed to be, like, funny. Like, the mailman. Like, remember, the mailman's like, oh, where'd that baby come from? The mailman?
I thought they say the milkman.
It was the milkman, but I thought that it was that kind of reference. Like, but oh. No, he really sells milk, and he follows us.
Okay, well, what I was... He follows us? What'd you say?
Yeah.
He does?
Yes. He follows us now.
Okay. So what I thought was funny, though, is when they get out of the Uber, right? They're, like, going to some restaurant. Not only is he, like, readjusting his shorts because they're, like, too far up his ass, but Kelly's also trying to reach for his hand to hold his hand.
Oh, I did not see that.
Yes. Go back and watch. She, like, keeps trying to, like, reach for his hand. And he's just, like, adjusting his nuts. So, like, he just never grabs it. She just kind of, like, puts it back. It's like she's clearly, like, very much into the milkman. And he was, like, Forrest Gump with his, like, when, or Bubba Gump, or Bubba Shrimps, you know, with the Bubba, with the shrimp totally. Types. And he's, like, burritos, taquitos, tacos, beans, carne asada.
I can make you a breakfast burrito anytime you sleep over, baby.
So you're into the milkman.
Oh, hell yeah. I did him versus Steve Gold, and everyone was like, what's wrong with you?
I mean, I agree, because I'm no Steve
contest.
Gold.
I was like, I thought that was a good contest. He got 6%. I was like, damn. Well, I was into it.
That's good. 6%. I'll take Steve. You can have Milkman. What is Milkman's name? Is his Instagram handle Milkman?
It's, like, literally a milkman. And he's, like, really into, like, SoulCycle.
Oh, interesting. So where's the connection for you guys?
Mexican food.
Okay. The margaritas. Okay.
I've had Mexican food Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Today I did not have Mexican food. So we actually do have a lot of common then.
Wow. Okay.
Monday I had two margaritas.
Okay.
Tuesday I had two margaritas and taco and an appetizer.
Wow.
Wednesday I had tacos for lunch. So yeah. And these are all three separate taco places.
Wait, is he at Manhattan_milk? Manhattan, yes. Milk to milk? Okay. Interesting. A lot of questions about the milkman. Okay.
Okay, then my other highlight for me this episode was, I just think really Archie helps Shannon so much. And I feel blessed that dog's in her life.
Like, I need more Archie. Archie is such a fantastic addition for Shannon. And let's talk Shannon's photo shoot.
Oh my God, her veneers are the whitest things I've ever seen in my life.
I was cracking up. Like, she was like, Shannon is so mean. She's like, oh God, I look fat in that picture. Like, my stomach, it's rolling onto the counter. I actually thought she looked so beautiful.
I think she needs a revamp of her hair.
Like, really?
A little bit shorter, more blunt.
No, she's still...
Like a Tinsley revamp.
I think she just needs more hair. I think she has thinner hair. So she needs probably some extensions. I know, that's what I'm saying. So she probably needs a little bit of extensions. I have to say, Tamara's hair has been looking great this season. Like, I am not a Tamara fan, but she looks great this season.
I'll give that to her.
Yeah, she looks... you got to give it where credit's due. Kelly God is still my favorite. Vicky and the whole... Was the blowjob scene this week with Vicky?
Mm-hmm. And then they flash back to... Do you want your mom in pasties? And the pop-in with to college and birth control and, you know.
It's like...
But then...
Vicky's just getting sad on this show. It's just getting sad.
I would listen to a sexy late night radio show with her. And... I think she's right. More blowjobs make men happy.
I'm sorry. Did you just say you want a late night sex show with Vicky?
Like a radio show.
Mm-hmm. Like Loveline starring Vicky Gumbelson?
Yes.
100% would not listen to that.
If I was in the car late at night, I would.
Okay. So let's just state some unpopular opinions that have come from Mary today. The milkman is hotter than Steve Gold.
Yes.
10 out of 10 would listen to Vicki Gunvalson on a sex show.
Yes.
You defended Bethany at one point.
I know. God, so much has changed for me in it's such like a short time.
It's like you kill Summer Mary and there's this new person who's formed.
I don't like her.
I don't like her either. Okay, do you have anything else to say about Orange County?
No, I would like people to write 5-star reviews on iTunes. I would like people to join the Jury Speaks and be interactive with us. And I would like you to buy Teamy Blends and use the code JUDGY for 15% off and feel good.
Mm-hmm. And I would like you guys to all have an enjoyable weekend.
Oh, that's nice.
Thanks for listening this week. We're so glad to have you back, Mary.
Okay.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.